Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When Donald Trump declared his candidacy for president, Fox News, along with talk radio shows, seemed to be one of the few media outlets that were fair to him. There were a few other minor news outlets, very few. While most talk radio shows got behind his campaign, Fox was deemed to be on board with his candidacy just because they didn't attack him the way most so-called mainstream media outlets did. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC were solid in their constant criticism of Trump's campaign. These so-called mainstream media outlets were obviously critical of talk radio shows and attacked Fox News for not getting on board the anti-Trump train. No matter what Trump did after getting elected, it was never good enough to warrant any positive recognition. President Trump's press secretary was a woman and a mother, and that was never anything to be celebrated. Fox News and radio talk shows did celebrate it, but the other mainstream media news outlets were silent. Crickets. But when Joe Biden announced his administration picks, you might think it was like discovering life on Mars. That's right. Trump's critics on CNN and NBC, MSNBC are now becoming part of the Biden administration. Jen Psaki was a CNN commentator who was paid to criticize anything Trump. She's now being picked to be Biden's press secretary. No matter that she was photographed in 2014 wearing a hat that featured a hammer and sickle, the symbol of communism under the Soviet Union and communist movements around the world. But that's okay. At least it wasn't a Nazi swastika. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, brother of the former Chicago mayor, who was also the chief of staff to Barack Obama, will be joining Biden's COVID-19 response team. Dr. Emanuel's latest gig was as an analyst for NBC News and MSNBC, and of course, his charge was to act as a constant critic of anything Trump. Most recently, it's been revealed that Dr. Emanuel wasn't sure whether people should be living past the age of 75, even though his new boss just turned 78. Perhaps he meant Republicans and Trump supporters shouldn't be the ones living past 75. Now, one of the most glaring appointments is Richard Stengel, a political analyst for NBC and MSNBC, who previously worked for the Obama administration. He's been named to Biden's U.S. Agency for Global Media. He wrote an op-ed in 2018 for the Washington Post that argued for restrictions to free speech. He wrote in part, quote, "All speech is not equal, and where truth cannot drive out lies, we must add new guardrails. I'm all for protecting thought that we hate, but not speech that incites hate," end of quote. He suggested the First Amendment should not protect things like burning the Quran or false narratives and lies in social media. He never specified what he considers to be a false narrative or a lie. Apparently, if he had his way, the Biden team would be appointing thought police to monitor what was being said in public. Not sure what corrective measures or punishments he might have had in mind. So the people who are joining Biden and his administration in a communication capacity have been biding time at left-wing news outlets. Will it be fair for conservatives to verbally attack these people when they speak on behalf of Joe Biden? As a matter of fact, will it be fair for people to seek out these Biden administration representatives when they're having a meal in a restaurant and taunt them the way the left sought out Trump's representatives when they were trying to have a meal in peace? That's certainly not being suggested, but it is a fair question to ponder. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!